thanks so much for taking the time to listen. My name's Trina, and I'm joined by Coach Kesta. We'll just kind of get into this. We've been talking about wellness and how there's a lot of things that you can do on the outside, but there's a lot you can do on the inside to make yourself and others feel good. And one of those is maybe understated, but it's kindness. And you, Kesta, thank you for joining me. You got to talk with Wellness for Warriors about this topic, and I want to know more about it. Please tell me why we should be doing acts of kindness.
Well, I think in this day and age, it's just nice to do something nice for someone. There's so much negativity, and it's just a nice way to combat that. It also reminds us when we do these random acts of kindness or pay it forward, whatever you want to call it, it reminds us we're not alone. And there are others out there who need to be reached. And not only does it help them, but it helps us to feel good as well.
We do something at 88.3 The Wind called the drive-through difference, where people a lot of times will pay for the person in line behind them at the drive-through. We have seen that sometimes go on for hours because everyone's so excited and they're doing it for the next person and that person's doing it for another person. And it's like generosity begets generosity.
Absolutely, it does. It makes us feel good about ourselves. And I think as a people as a whole, it makes us realize that there is still goodness in this world. There's still people who are kind and generous and who really want to make a difference. And because we can forget that sometimes, you know, when we see different things in the news and the media and just around us, we can get wrapped up in our own little world and whatever's going on in our lives. You know, maybe we're going through a tough time. Maybe there's a trial and we can get our blinders on, if you will, and we forget that there's other things out there. And by taking the focus off of us, which is what happens when you do these random acts of kindness or you're paying it forward, is it really does take the focus off of you. It puts it on someone else and it gives you that, you know, feel good feeling, if you will.
You're right. I mean, I've had those moments, maybe you have too, where you kind of get up, you've got a lot going on and you just pack up your stuff. You've got errands to run. The next thing you know, you've got a scowl on your face. You don't mean to necessarily, but that's just, you know, not only is that giving a bad vibe in your own self, your insides, you're kind of portraying that to the world that everything's grouchy, but you can turn that around. And if you have a smile on your face and share that with someone else, you can watch their face and notice that they've seen that and they light up. And I've also, in return, had that feeling. I've been down in the dumps and someone will look at me and smile and I'm like, oh my gosh, I needed that so much.
It can be that simple as a smile. And it really, when you think about it, you smile, it just makes you feel good. And when you see someone smile, it just brightens your day. It doesn't have. It's great that you can pay it forward in a line, paying for someone's coffee or someone's meal. But it really doesn't have to cost you a thing. It can be a smile. It could be opening the door for someone, telling someone good morning. It could be. I did a kind of a random practice thing this week when I was thinking of I had to do this talk. So I would go around and randomly put little post-it notes on people's desks, and it was it'd be anything from have a great day, you're fantastic, or I know you make the coffee every day when you get here in the morning. Thank you so much for doing that. We all get coffee first thing. We don't have to worry about it. It was just something as simple as that. And I can tell you, just from my standpoint, because I didn't sign those notes. I didn't want anybody to know that they came from me. So I would just put them on their desk. And for me, it was such a feel-good feeling just to be able to walk around and do that and hoping that it would make a difference in somebody's day. Someone did figure out that it was me and complimented me, and it really made a difference in that person's day. So it was just a wonderful feeling to know that, okay, great, this really made a difference for someone.
Notes are so thoughtful because, like you said, easy to do, and it really can brighten somebody's spirits right away.
Absolutely.
Now, what are some of the benefits health-wise for doing acts of kindness?
Sure. So some of the benefits is, for example, can lessen the stress. It can lower blood pressure. It can, as well as release those endorphins for
oxytocin.
Us.
Oxytocin.
Yes, serotonin. It releases that for us. So that's where that feel good comes from. It also releases those hormones, also the painkiller ones too. So if you're feeling some pain, it kind of dulls that pain for you.
Good stuff. What else you got?
There were some studies done, one by the Harvard Business School. So what they had found was happiness. By making others happy, it increases our own happiness, like we've been talking about. It increases our confidence. It gives us greater self-confidence. It makes us feel better as an individual and as a people as a whole. Again, kind of going back to that, realizing we're not alone and there are still good, kind people in this world. Energy is another one. So when we do one good thing, as you were talking about, it makes us want to do another good thing and just keeps going on and on. And it also, believe it or not, slows down the aging process. And who doesn't like that, right?
Sounds great. If somebody really is in a funk, they want to be kind, but they're just having trouble, what would you recommend they do first? Because sometimes that kindness needs to be directed inwardly too.
Yes, it does. And like you were talking about, sometimes you just wake up in the morning and you're just not having a good feeling, you're not feeling good or just stressed or whatever it is. So I think something you can do is to take a deep breath. And I like to read. I like to read like quotes. So maybe finding an inspiring quote that you can read and you can just focus on for a few minutes, maybe to kind of help brighten your day. Or you can read a devotional. I like doing that as well. That can help brighten your day. Again, it's a very simple thing. You don't have to spend 30 minutes. 5 minutes sometimes is all it really can do.
A lot of times it is definitely great to have someone to vent to, but find someone too that you can share kindness expressions with or uplifting quotes like you were saying or scripture. Mm-hmm. That way you're creating a culture of kindness, gratitude, and happiness.
Yes, I have an accountability partner and every morning we text. So it's, how's your day? You know, what are your goals for the day? Or, all right, you were struggling with this. What's it going to be today? You know, on and on. We share quotes, or if we're struggling with something or if we're succeeding in something, it's back and forth. It's definitely mutual. And there's been times I've really struggled. And she's like, okay, all right, you're struggling with this. This has been going on. Okay, can you focus on one thing about this that you can change? Or, you know, she comes up with some sort of great idea. It's very simple. And she brings me back and I'm like, oh, I am making this way too hard. I'm complicating this. That's what I do. My husband would tell you that. And so, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm making this way too hard. I don't need to make this that hard. And also, a lot of times we'll end our texting conversation, if you will, with be a blessing to others. And that's just a reminder for her and for me that whatever we're going through, whatever we're dealing with, or maybe it's something successful too, but not to just focus on ourselves, to look outward. And that helps me inwardly.
On the topic of being kind to others, sometimes I do think, we touched on it a moment ago, we're not always kind to ourselves first. And that can make it really hard to outwardly be kind. Grace, definitely, we deserve that. And what would you suggest when people are talking bad to themselves or just not understanding how to be kinder to their own self?
Yeah, we definitely can get into this negative rut with ourselves, negative self-talk. First, I think you have to recognize that. Recognize, okay, I'm getting in this habit. I'm doing this. I need to be kinder to myself. Find some ways that you like to be good to yourself. I mean, I know for myself, there are certain things that I like that, oh, this makes me feel good. Just for me personally. So I think maybe coming up with some ideas. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, you know, two or three things, and just focus on doing those things for yourself. Making the time for yourself. I know a lot of times with self-care, we do not make enough time for ourselves. So self-care can be as simple as tuning everything out, because we get so focused with our phones, our computers. When I get in those ruts, sometimes that's what I do. Some of that can be very overwhelming to me. So I will put my phone away. I put it on silent. I tune everything out. The TV goes off. The radio is off. I'm just able just to breathe and I close my eyes. So sometimes doing things like that for yourself can be simple and hard at the same time, mm-hmm. because I know it's difficult. So turning that around when you're talking negatively to yourself, maybe there's a certain passage that you love to read that just gives you peace, gives you calmness. Maybe reciting that kind of as your mantra. And especially if you can't think of things that I know I'm struggling and I've got all this negative self-talk and all this negativity inside me. I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm trying to make that list of two or three things that make me happy, that make me feel good, that I can focus on myself too. As I feel better about myself, then I can reach out. If you're struggling, then if you've got that person in your life, that accountability partner or a spouse or a good friend, say, I am really struggling. Reach out and say, I need some ideas. Truly, if you can't come up with something, don't just sit there and continue that negative self-talk, that negative
spiral,
that cycle that you're going through. Reach out. And if nothing else, if you have nobody, there's the prayer line here.
You're right. Absolutely.
So if you have no one else in your life, there are some amazing people who volunteer their time to pray with you. And so you can reach out in that way. And then maybe that'll start giving you some ideas and you'll start to feel a little bit better about yourself. And then some of this negativity will kind of slowly, hopefully will go away. And then you can maybe focus on being in that more of that outwardly kindness. So yeah, definitely reach out if you are not able to come up with some of your own ideas.
And the prayer line that Kesta mentioned is available through 88.3 The Wind. That number is 877-800-7729. You can call or text anytime. You can also find that number at 88.3thewind.com. Another recommendation, I'm a fan of writing. And typing's fine, but get out the old-fashioned pen and paper sometimes. And when you're feeling those bad feelings, write down the complete opposite or strive to find something good in the whole situation.
Absolutely. There's something about putting pen to paper, getting it out of your head. So you can write down all those negative feelings. You can just write it all out, but then you can go back with, okay, here's what I'm feeling, but here's the opposite. Like you said, I'm going to combat it with this. I'm coming back with, you know, maybe you were writing in there, I just don't feel good today. I just don't like the way I look, whatever it may be. Come back with, I am beautiful. I was created in God's image. He loves me no matter what. You know, come back with something positive, and you'll notice over time that will begin to change for you. Also, another idea that I just thought of is kind of come back with the sticky note thing. Maybe having these little notes around your house. So something positive. Today is a great day to be alive. I am beautiful. God created me this way. You know, something along that, or your favorite passage, your favorite scripture, anything, or favorite quote, stick it on a sticky note around your house. It could be anywhere. And as you're going through your routine, through your day, you'll see that, and it reminds you to be good to yourself.
And don't be afraid to start small, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're thinking, I can't stand the way my hair looks, maybe write down, I'm glad it combed out nicely today. Or, you know, I mean, it can be small bites. It's okay. It can be very difficult to write down the I am beautifuls. You'll get there. Start small.
It doesn't have to be big and grand, and I have to remind myself of that all the time, because I get these ideas and I think, okay, I know God wants me to do this, this, and this. Maybe he does, but hold on, slow down. You got to take one step at a time. So yeah, reminding yourself, it's the simple little things, those little changes in your life. As we talk about being good to yourself and being kind to yourself, and you hear them talking about that with nutrition and fitness, you have to start small. So even with being kind to yourself, you have to start small and work up, because going back to the self-confidence we talked about as one of the benefits of kindness, you'll gain that confidence little by little, each step of the way. And, you know, and God's with you every way, every step. So with that, he's going to be with you, and he's going to take those steps with you, and you will gain that confidence over time and then be able to pay it forward.
And something I want people to understand, too, it's not being weak, or it's not saying I'm slacking off. It's the exact opposite. You write these things down to gain strength. Mm-hmm. You are being strong and powerful, and you're going to get things done. It's not a way of blowing things off and being lazy. It's the exact opposite.
Right. I think sometimes we think of, if we're venting to someone or we're reaching out to someone when we're struggling in an area, we see that as a sign of weakness. But as you said, it truly is the opposite. You are showing great strength and humility when you reach out to someone to say, I am struggling in this area in my life and I need some help with this. And writing those words down, sometimes writing those words down, even if it's just a sentence, can be a very challenging thing, activity, it can be a struggle. But just know that this is not you being weak. And it is actually quite the opposite. You're being very courageous. That is a very difficult, challenging step to take when you are actually putting that on paper. You're getting it out of your head, out of your heart, and onto paper. That's going to be kind of scary to see that. But embrace that fear, embrace that challenge, and see it as, I am gaining strength. I am gaining confidence through this. I can overcome this, no matter what that is for you.
And clarity. Clarity will come along with that as well.
Absolutely. It's huge. I can't tell you how many times when I have started to write in my journal and I get these thoughts out and I walk away and I'm like, oh, that feels so much better. It's like a big weight has been lifted from my shoulders.
So true. Awesome. Thanks for sharing your time talking about kindness with Coach Kesta and the benefits on our and other people's health when we nurture each other. We will come back later with part two. There's so much more to talk about. Thanks for listening to part one.